Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny Costello. Welcome to a special show. Between now and one, I'll be joined by TV presenter, documentary maker and singer Katie Puckrick to talk about the West Coast sound, or as it's better known today, Yacht Rock. We're going to talk about her favourite music and about her new Yacht Rock album, all after Jerry Ratt. Katie Puckrick, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a privilege to have you on the yacht.
Hell yeah, I've taken my seasickness pills. I am ready. And also, it's good to be united with another true believer.
We have so much to talk about. Let's go back to the beginning. You were born in Virginia. So was Yacht Rock the stuff you were listening to in the 1970s and early 80s? Or did you discover it later?
Well, you couldn't escape Yacht Rock, or as it was known then, it was just AOR, album-oriented rock, or as it then became known, the West Coast sound. So anyone who had ears and was near a radio was subjected to a delightful mix of everything from disco, a little bit of country rock, care of bands like the Eagles or America, and then this new sound that started from the mid-70s onwards, which was to be known as Yacht Rock, and it was just that kind of blue-eyed soul, very smooth, highly polished by session musicians, very aspirational, just... I call it millionaire's makeout music, but it wasn't anything that you had to seek out because it was just on FM radio, and it kind of turbo powered my summer vacations from school as a teenager.
Here's a difficult question. Take your time to answer.
Okay.
What is your favorite Yacht Rock song and why?
I love Peg by Steely Dan.
Yeah.
I love it. And the joy and the annoyance of the West Coast sound is that you'll get people endlessly arguing about what is and isn't falling within that genre. And some people will say that Steely Dan isn't that, but I really think they are. They're not from the West Coast. They're from New York. But the song is so... it makes you feel smarter listening to it. The drum is so tasty in it, the drum line. The way it skippity dips along, it's jazzy but not inaccessible, and it's just the ultimate in sophistication.
So your TV documentary, I Can Go For That, The Smooth World of Yacht Rock, inspired me to do my Yacht Rock show. So thank you, Katie, for that.
I didn't know that. That's a real compliment, Jenny.
What has been the response to that documentary over the years?
Well, over the years, it did go out, what was it, like 2018, 2019, somewhere around there. And it's on iPlayer. It pops up again probably once a year for duration, usually over the summer. Well, the interesting thing was doing it for the BBC and for a British audience primarily, it was a case of introducing this music, because while this was music that was just naturally on the radio as an American living in the suburbs or living anywhere in America in the 70s and 80s, it was not known in Britain. I mean, there were different things happening in your musical culture here at that time. So there was a lot of post-punk, and there was new wave, and there was art rock, and different concerns as well. It was a bit more, you know, indie and a bit more DIY. And America, you know, in those halcyon years, was a little bit more about, especially in the 80s, that greed is good idea, the yuppie idea, and Yacht Rock sort of falls within that, and I think is more understandable to British ears. So the main feedback I get, Jenny, from that Yacht Rock documentary I did for BBC Four is that a lot of people sort of shamefacedly saying, you know what, I thought I was too cool for this music. I was, you know, really committed to my... to my tribe, and I was into punk rock, or, you know, I was into soul, and I would never think, I would never admit to being in to Doobie Brothers or Robbie Dupree or, you know, Pointer Sisters or any of these musicians who touched on this genre. And now listening to the music again, it's timeless. It's a toe tapper. I can't resist it. I now fully surrender to it.
Me too. Do you think you can take the credit then, because of that documentary, for introducing this wonderful music genre to the UK?
Well, I'll grab with my chubby little paws whatever credit anybody wants to offer me, but I don't, and I can certainly, I guess, take the credit for turning you onto it if, you know, you, with your wonderful and successful show and you're further indoctrinating people, but I feel like I'm just the messenger, you know? I glommed on, I mean, this was just music that was in the ether, in the air when I was growing up, and it just was, it makes people feel happy, and I'm all about spreading joy. That's just, I'm just like a little Tinkerbell, Jenny, so I don't know that I deserve the credit, but if there's credit to be offered out, I'll certainly grab a handful. AirCheckDownloads.com.